daily routines tend to depend heavily on what is nearby. For instance, if there's a really good bakery close by, we might eat more bread than we would otherwise. And if the TV is in our rooms, we might watch more TV than we would if it was all the way out in the living room. It's easy to forget how much proximity matters, but the fact of the matter is, out of sight, out of mind. And the opposite is true as well. It's hard to get things out of your mind when it's staring straight at you, right in front of you, all the time. Ideally, we would keep some distance with the things that are bad for us, or things that we don't like, and only keep close things that are good for us and those that we love. But we can't always pick and choose, can we? So, what or who is near you right now? I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. We started today's show with YB and their song, 내게 와줘, or Come to Me. You know, too often, we find that things and people we wish to have near us seem so far away, especially in these times. And then there are those things or people we kind of wish would keep away, but they are too close for comfort. Eeks. Yes, but we know that those things can happen. So, what are some things that are near you right now that you wish were a little further away? And what are some things that are far away from you now that you wish to bring closer to you? So, actually, if this is starting to depress us, here is a happier question. What are some things and who are some people you are glad to have near you? Now, today's One Fine Day has been pre-recorded, so I won't be able to share your responses on the air right away. But as always, your 사연들, stories and anecdotes about anything and everything are more than welcome here. So drop us a line and maybe even mingle with your fellow listeners. As I always say, nothing's too trivial. Anything goes. Send your messages on Kong, right on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr. Or leave a comment on our latest posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you have a Korean phone number, you can text me at sharp8150. It's 51 per SMS and 101 per MMS. Today is Wednesday, which means Gayo Top 10 is coming up in part 2 of the show, so do stick around for our mini stress-free trip back in time. For now, let's listen to Jisoo. It's his song 멀리 멀리, or Far Far Away. We just heard Jisoo with 멀리 멀리, or Far Far Away. And since we just heard a song about being far, far away, let's next listen to a couple of songs about being closer. First up is 한 발짝, 두 발짝, Step by Step by Oh My Girl. It's a love song, and in it the protagonist is saying, if you take one or two steps away from me, I'm going to take three steps towards you so that we don't drift apart. And if you take one step or two steps toward me, I'll stay still so that our love doesn't feel rushed. Really cute. It's all about matching those steps, isn't it? And then after that, we will listen to 딱부터, or Closer, by 정용화. This is another love song that says, come closer and closer and don't ever drift away from now on, no matter what others say. So here we go. Here's Oh My Girl with 한 발짝, 두 발짝, Step by Step, followed by 정용화 and his song 딱부터, Closer. That that was Jung Yong-hwa with 딱부터 or Closer. And before that, we heard Oh My Girl with 한 발짝, 두 발짝, Step by Step. And of course, you know what brings me and you closer are your messages. And you can win some goods just by sending in your feedback too. Send your messages on Kong, comment on our SNS posts, write on any of the message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or if in Korea, send me a text to #8150, and you will be automatically entered into our daily prize draw. Now, prize winners are selected each day after the show, yes, even after pre-recorded shows like today as well. So if you have sent in any feedback, don't forget to check the notice section on our webpage. Once again, it's world.kbs.co.kr. Now, if you see your screen name or part of your phone number on the list, send us your shipping info via email so we can send you your prize as soon as possible. And of course, international shipping conditions are not back to normal yet, but we thank you in advance for your patience and understanding. All right, we're going to keep up with our theme of far away and closer away, or closer to you. Here is Close to You by Roller Coaster. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Now, here is one more usual reminder. Reruns of One Fine Day can be heard multiple times throughout the day, either on the website or via our mobile apps, like Kong and the KBS World Radio On Air. Our broadcast timetable is available on the website and on both these apps, so please take a look. Past episodes are also available to stream in the Listen Again menu on our website. There will also be a podcast as well. So this means you can listen to us whenever you'd like, wherever you are. All you gotta do is look us up wherever you get your podcasts. Please remember that on our podcasts, though, we cannot actually play the songs. This is, of course, due to copyright reasons. Hope you understand. All right. I will be back with today's Parallel Universe after one more song break. Here is Soran with 있어주면. Be with me. They're different, but not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another. Upon closer inspection, one K-pop track and one non-K-pop track, it's parallel universe. Today we'll listen to a couple of songs about being a little intoxicated. First, we'll listen to the K-pop song 취기를 빌려, or Slightly Tipsy, by Sander. Now, Sander, as you know, is the main vocalist of the boy group B1A4, but he has since made a name for himself as a solo balladeer as well. This song was actually a remake. It was released by singer-songwriter Lee Min-hyuk back in 2015. But then it was rearranged and re-recorded by Sander just last year as part of the soundtrack to a webtoon series. And as the title suggests, 취기를 빌려, Slightly Tipsy, it features, of course, a slightly tipsy protagonist who is confessing his love with a bit of help from Liquid Courage. Here's a bit of the words. Little by little, you've become part of my day. It's the thought of you that wakes me up in the morning. Before I know it, darkness soaks the streets, and I'm going to get some help from being slightly tipsy to confess to you that I like you more every day. Sometimes that little liquid courage can be helpful. As for our non-K-pop song, we will listen to Tipsy by American rapper Jaquan. co-produced by renowned American producer Jermaine Dupri, and Grammy-nominated producing team Track Boys, Jaquan rose to stardom in 2004 with his debut single, which was this song, of course, Tipsy. It's from his debut studio album entitled Hood Hop. The song was held off the top position on both the Billboard Hot 100 and the Hot R&B Hip Hop Singles and Track Charts by, of course, none other than Usher, so you can't feel too bad. But it must be a great feat, and it must feel great nonetheless. Now, lyrically, it sounds like while Sande was getting only slightly tipsy, Jaquan was all about getting a little more than tipsy. Let's suffice it to say that the song is about having some drinks and having fun at a club. Totally, totally different vibe there. Well, so let's listen to these two songs now. 추위를 빌려 or Slightly Tipsy by Sander and then Tipsy by Jaquan. That was Tipsy by Jaquan, and before that, 추위를 빌려, Slightly Tipsy by Sander. Those were our Parallel Universe songs of the day, so you can vicariously get a little tipsy here midweek. Now, coming up in part two is OFD's version of Kayo Top 10, so don't change that channel. Let me wrap up part one of the show first. Here's Cheong-a with Why Don't You Know featuring Nok-sal. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. In just a moment, we'll hop on a time machine and travel back in time to listen to some good old 가요 for our Wednesday segment, 가요 Top 10. So, send any messages that you might have through our Kong app or use any of the message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr. You can also leave your messages as comments on our posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day or on Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. And if you have a Korean phone number, you can text me at #8150. A regular SMS text will cost 50 won. A long text or MMS message will cost 100 won per text. I'll be right back with Liz after this song break. Here is 서로, Why Did You Answer? By 정아로. Once upon a time, there were days when K-pop was simply known as 가요. Back in those days, every Wednesday evening, every Korean music fan tuned into KBS2 TV to watch their favorite singers perform on the legendary music chart program dubbed the 가요 Top 10. It's not Throwback Thursday or Flashback Friday, but way back when Wednesday. We're taking a trip back in time to listen to some old school K-pop, aka 가요. And to guide us through this trip is our very own staff writer, Liz.
Hi.
Hello, Liz. Welcome back to my side of the studio.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely.
It's a lot cooler in here, too.
Oh, my gosh. So, I've just been scouring websites for cardigans because I feel like I'm going to be wearing a lot of them, more than anything else. Like, Do you even know what I wore today to the studio? Because I don't. All I see is my cardigan.
Well,
it's just going to be like that. Don't buy any summer clothes.
If anything, they should be on sale.
That's true. Yeah, it's definitely my summer wardrobe this week, because the majority of my activity is really mm-hmm. just coming into the radio mm-hmm. studio. And being as it's suddenly so cold, yeah. I'm no longer looking at cute summer tops
yeah.
because those have no meaning anymore. Now I'm looking at nice cardigans that keep you warm but don't look completely like it's made for December.
It's also quite difficult because we come in at the time we do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the hottest time of the day. We come in here
yes.
to the coldest building in the country.
Yes.
What it feels like anyway.
It's true.
And then by the time we leave, mm-hmm. I mean, I guess in a couple of months, it'll be warmer in the evenings
it
too.
It will be, but, yeah. But right now, it's still it's
yeah,
nippy.
It's windy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like I just have to carry around
that
an extra
transitional,
layer.
Transitional, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm carrying it around or throwing it in my bag. So, yeah, I need something that's foldable, something you can throw in your bag or sling over your, you know, your arm or something as you walk around.
But you know what, though? Just a couple of days ago, I just remembered mm-hmm. that last year.
Yeah.
And the year before that, and the year before that, probably.
Yeah.
The time that when I took out the fan from the storage
yeah.
to put in my room
yeah.
was the first week of May.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
that's coming upon us.
Yeah, and granted, I don't do well in heat. So maybe I'm taking it out a lot earlier than other people, but...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is quite warm.
Yeah, it is quite warm. My apartment is getting really, really warm as well. So I maybe, yeah, maybe come next week, we'll have those fans out. I'm not quite mentally ready to actually just bust out the AC, but...
Not quite AC weather just yet.
No, not just quite. We're going to push that back to June if we can.
But really, though, where did April go?
I know. This month really did go by fast.
Yeah, and the first... third mm-hmm. of the year is gone. When?
I know.
Why?
It's
how?
Just, it's so, I know. It's so jarring. It's jarring.
All through 2020, we were waiting for 2021.
Yes.
And now that it's here, it's just...
flying by
us. Yeah, it's just leaving us.
Yes. So, so quickly.
Crazy.
Well, we have a couple days left in the month to enjoy. Today, we're going to enjoy not... today
Mm-mm.
or this year,
Mm-mm.
but a yesteryear. Where are we going to today?
Well, we're going to go back to the basics and let's look at a chart.
Nice.
A top 10 chart from the fourth week of April of 1996.
Ah, going
were
back
you here?
To 1996. I arrived just a couple months after that.
Mm,
in
the
summertime. I arrived June 30th, 1996.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll remember that later.
That was when I arrived in Korea.
But, you know, back in April, the
these
last
songs
week of April,
were trending, though.
Of course, still very much so.
So it's taking me back.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of our listeners are going to be reaching for, I don't know, anything that could resemble a mic.
Yes. definitely our listeners, our regular listeners, this is going to just this is going to push their buttons.
Yeah.
They're going to be missing that Noorebang today more than any other week of recent. Wednesdays. Definitely so.
And
this is where you get your home karaoke system going.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're cheap. Get those mics. Everybody
I'm
get
really,
ready.
I'm really thinking about it.
Yeah. Everybody
because,
get ready.
You know what? I have access to soundproof room at work.
Yes.
I could bring the mic here.
That's totally just go crazy in that
exactly.
booth over there.
Yeah, that's always empty. Maybe I
that's
just
awesome.
Will one of these days.
Hey, it's there.
Mm.
Yes, something to think about.
Beckoning me.
April 1996, the fourth week of April, just like this week.
Mm-hmm. Right. We're going to start with number 10.
Okay.
Which had been 선택, choice. A song by Turbo.
And Turbo obviously dominating K-pop in this era.
This was the third song from their debut album to enter this chart.
Yeah.
And of course, that's after their debut song, 나오리 조금, and then the follow-up, 검은 고양이 내로.
That was addicting.
Oh, yeah. And just saying the name.
I know. You want to sing Nero.
Yeah. And then you can just do this.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the debut album was titled 280 Kilometers Per Hour Speed. Grammatically not correct, but it's okay. And that was released in July of 1995. So they were still going strong with this single album. And the fact is, the song was actually doing a lot better on other networks at the time. Yeah, so
more than KBS.
This song actually hit number one for 1 week right after 검은 고양이 네로 dropped off of their 11-month or week-long win on KMTV, wow. which I can say now because the network doesn't...
It's defunct.
Yeah,
yes.
It doesn't exist anymore.
Wow.
I know,
11-week run.
So,
crazy.
Yeah, they were at the top for 12 weeks mm-hmm. with two songs.
It's crazy.
And the song is oddly slower than I remember.
Is it really?
Yeah, but I'm guessing the dancers would not agree.
No. They were so... we were talking about the Turbo's calisthenics on stage, and I remember feeling so bad for them before.
Yeah, because, I mean, when you look at them, it looks like they were sped up.
Yeah.
But then when you listen to the song on its own, it's like...
Oh, okay, that's true.
Maybe it's because I remember seeing them looking sped up.
When you're not paired with the visuals, perhaps
maybe
so.
That's what it
is. Yeah, maybe that could be it.
Lyrically, the song is about... I thought this was written by Lee Seung-ho. No, it wasn't.
No.
The song was composed by Ju Young-hoon. The lyrics were by a lyricist by the name of Han Jin-woo. And the reason I thought it was Lee Seung-ho is because it's a guy getting rejected.
That roundabout story.
Yeah. Basically, he thought he was in love, or he was in a relationship, but he was totally friend-zoned.
Oh!
Yeah, before the word friend-zone existed.
Even existed.
Yeah, so by the third line of the song, we hear him say, I was just a friend to you.
Yes.
And then we go back to when they first met and how this was the rap verse where... The protagonist says, we started talking because we totally hit it off. Mm-hmm. And we talked about everything from your hobbies, your blood type, my style, the neighborhood I live in, house, phone number, beep beep mono.
And beeper number.
Yeah, pager number. And then how I felt, too. And then they started seeing each other every single day. Mm-hmm. But you were never genuine. You were never being truthful. And I now know that all the times we spent together had been completely meaningless.
No meaning.
So far, we hear no reference of 선택 or choice.
No.
But we do hear it at the very end of the last rap verse, which was, again, followed up by the song.
Right.
And the choice that he has to make is that he really misses her.
Okay.
And he wants to call her. But he has to hold himself back.
Right.
So he's making a choice not to call her.
Okay. It's the right choice.
I think so, too.
Yes. Definitely the right choice.
But then, you know what, though? Like, it sounds like they were together for... Or they were...
Friends?
Air quotes, together for a long time. Because he has a picture of her in his room that was... that he thinks was from last summer. So it was at least 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's the summer of last year, so I don't know when this song was supposedly written.
It's a long time to be friend-zoned for.
Yeah, and not know.
And not know, absolutely so.
The girl's got skills.
Yeah, well, in any case, we applaud Turbo for making the right choice.
Yes.
Let's listen. Here's Turbo with 선택, choice. We just heard Turbo with their song 선택 or choice. Big finish there.
Because he made the right choice.
He made the right choice.
Yeah.
I made my choice. All right. We are traveling back to 1996 through these songs. Some fantastic playlists today that will definitely make our listeners truly miss that karaoke, that NRB, right? So maybe we'll be inspiring some home karaoke system choices today, or purchases today. I don't know.
You should get sponsored or something.
It'll tip some people over, I'm thinking. Moving on to our next track today.
Well, the next song I have for you was up at number 9 in the fourth week of April of 1996. And I personally thought that the song was much, much older.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I mean, that it's a contemporary of the song we just heard.
Exactly.
Right?
But I think it's because we associate the band with the 80s.
That's true. That's true.
It's 널 사랑하겠어, I Will Love You by 동물원. And the band itself made their debut in 1988.
Right.
And the song was from their sixth studio album that was released in 1995.
Okay.
And this, I mean, we talked about 산울림 just last week.
Yeah.
And Kim Chang-gi being a doctor and a singer and a songwriter.
That's
a prolific
right.
songwriter and a member of 산울림. And he was actually a part of this band as well
as
at the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually him who wrote most of the biggest hits from the band.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Like 해와동 and... I did not know, but 흐린가 하늘에 편지를 써 was a 동물원 song.
Was
too.
It really originally? Oh, and it was penned by Kim Chang-hee?
Actually, maybe that one was actually written by Kim Kwang-seo, because he was a part of this band too.
Oh, he was.
At the very beginning.
Illustrious.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and basically it was a band consisted of many, many friends.
Yes.
I believe at the beginning there were seven.
Mm-hmm, wow.
And Kim Kwang-seo was the first to leave because... This was always supposed to be an amateur band.
Okay.
But mm-hmm. Kim Kwang-seo wanted to become a professional.
Right. So he left mm-hmm. to kind of graduate into, you know, going into the professional
right.
music industry.
And he, you know, did the...
And he succeeded.
Yeah. He did it over and over again.
Yes,
yeah.
absolutely. Succeeded again and again.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it right. was cut short, but, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
So Kim Kwang-seo was the first to leave, but mm-hmm. he, I believe his voice is on... the first album at the very
right.
least. And then a couple of member changes, but it was Kim Chang-gi who actually left after the seventh album because he wanted to keep on doctoring because
mm-hmm.
he was a doctor.
Yes, and the doctoring was working for him.
Exactly. And I mean, he was a TV personality doctor.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he had 산울림 going on. He was a busy man.
He was busy.
And all the other members actually have day jobs. So it started out as a college amateur band.
Yeah.
And today it still exists with three members who is always there.
Yeah.
And it's a 직장인 band.
Oh, nice.
So.
Salaryman band?
I guess so. Office worker band?
Office worker band, yeah.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. So people who have day jobs and who do this for a hobby.
Hobbies. Mm-hmm.
And yet they reached the top 10.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So pretty successful mm-hmm. for a non-pro band.
Yeah.
And 널 사랑하겠어. It's actually the lyrics are a lot more adult mm-hmm. than I thought.
Okay.
It sounds so lovely and so innocent, so pure and so... I don't know, peaceful.
Right, melodically.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and it starts with, I want my lips, my hot, hot lips to touch you.
To touch your soft, soft lips.
Yes, something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah.
Or actually, rather, mm-hmm. I should change the verb because it's, my hot lips wants to touch your soft lips.
Soft lips. Lips. Mm-hmm.
Why am I saying it with such thick voice?
I don't know.
And then,
that's the first lyric.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and then in the second verse, they actually go on to sing, I could pique your interest or pique your curiosity mm-hmm. with difficult stories, mm-hmm. but or I could we could spend the night with the common amusements.
Mm-hmm.
And they use the word yuhi, which...
I like that.
Yeah, I know, but they sing it so...
Right, nonchalantly.
Yeah.
Ah, la la la, tra la la.
These... 직장인들,
I like
workers.
It.
Yeah, they've got, you know...
I never would have noticed if you didn't point it out. There's sort of an edge to a little bit of more of a mature thing going on here.
I never noticed these before either. And, you know, they were like claws hidden in the soft little paws.
Yeah. Got some bite mm-hmm. in the story.
Mm-hmm. And the song was actually covered by Hyorin of Sistar back in 2012. And... back then, she gave the song an English title, mm-hmm. I Choose to Love You.
Oh, which kind of gives it a different nuance.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I Will Love You and I Choose to Love You. A little different, but I think maybe I Choose to Love You is more meaningful.
I think so, in the way that she might have interpreted it,
mm-hmm.
considering the context of the lyrics as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah,
so I choose to love you. Yeah. Or, you know, you could just say, I will love you, with emphasis, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it goes on to say, I will love you more than anyone in this world.
Mm, I see.
And... it doesn't quite say forever, but...
but for now.
Yeah, for now. Oh, no, it says 언제까지나. So,
okay, forever.
Forever, yeah.
All right.
Eternally. I will love you more than anyone else in the world, and I want my lips to touch yours.
Yes. So, yeah, it's a very romantic song. Mm-hmm. Not beating about the bush at all.
No.
I'm interested to hear Hyorin's version, too. I'm sure she gave a really good interpretation.
Yeah, it was equally lovely.
Nice. Yeah. Wonderful. Okay, let's take a listen. Here's 동물원 with 널 사랑하겠어, I Will Love You. That was 동물원 with their song 널 사랑하겠어, or I Will Love You. If you're just tuning in, it is OFD's very own version of Gaio Top 10. It's our Wednesday segment. We are in the studio here joined by Liz,
Hi.
Our OFD writer. Hello, hello. Gosh, you're right. You know, I always innocently sang along to that song, and I didn't know that there was a...
Sounds so platonic.
Yeah, that there was actually a more than platonic subtext going on.
Like...
Now I know
the
better.
The night's Yuhi, the night's amusement.
And it's funny because that very provocative first lyric about my hot lips touching your soft lips, but he sings it so, my hot lips would like to touch your soft lips.
It's kind of like, you know, kids singing love scenario without knowing the meaning. That's what they sound like.
It is truly.
And I mean, these are, once again, they're... Very professional for amateurs.
Yes, yes.
You know,
very good. And
also, they've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, and hitting the top 10 charts, you know, it's pretty amazing. 동물원, yes. Very, very unique kind of musical identity in K-pop.
Yeah.
That's for sure. All right. We're going to move on to our next track of the day.
I haven't heard this song in a very long time.
Gosh, yeah.
And I haven't heard this name in a very long time either.
Mm-hmm.
It is Idol. Not the BTS song, but the band with the song Bow Wow.
Wow, Idol. I have not heard Idol in a long time.
Mm-hmm. I did not know very much about the band until when I was doing the research.
Mm-hmm.
This song, in the fourth week of April of 1996, was actually up at number 8.
Mm.
And this was their debut song. And they were like 15 and 16 at the time. They were the first... they use the word low teen, which
I don't
really like to use.
Yeah, well, preteen.
Yeah, well, they're not preteen. Preteen sounds
well, 13. Well, pre-high school.
Yeah, they weren't 17.
Yeah. They were very young.
Technically, they could have been in junior high, like middle school.
Yes, at the high end of middle school.
Yeah, these were 중학생들 they were the first to be on stage at that age back then. And now we're used to seeing 13-year-olds amidst a member of 13 and, you know.
Sure, that's true. It's not as uncommon, but this was sort of shocking back then to see someone so young on the KBS stage.
Yeah, and I mean...
In TV in general.
Earlier, Lena and I were talking about... NCT Dream, and how they're all grown up now.
Oh my gosh, it was so immediate.
Yeah,
it's shocking.
But it was like that. It was seeing them for the first time.
That's true. That's true.
But they were on their own.
Yeah,
it's just the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that really was notable about these two guys was that they didn't speak much Korean.
They didn't speak.
So one was actually Korean American.
Mm-hmm.
Another guy was Korean Brazilian.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and
how did they communicate with each other? I wonder.
Well, I'm sure. Good point.
I'm really sure.
Body language. I don't know. But yeah, they were very new to this, and. Apparently, the whole industry was new to them, too.
Yeah.
They didn't know what to do with them.
They were just a conundrum.
Yeah.
They truly were.
And on top of that, it was really hard to communicate with them. So interviews were pretty much non-existent at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And and even though they were not the best live performers, they were good lip syncers at the very least. And they were... Good answers.
They followed choreography really well.
Yes.
Oh, and they also had good stage presence, which I think was another thing why Korean audience didn't know what to do with them, right?
Yeah.
They were very, like, 당당해, you know?
Right.
They were very confident on stage, but you're like, but confident doing what? What do you know what you're doing?
It's like, they're not all grown up yet.
It's really cute.
But, again, their target audience... were girls that were even younger than them.
Sure, that's true.
Yeah,
maybe
so they were still
elementary school.
Yeah, they were still
girls.
Butter to the fans.
Sure.
And they didn't care that there was no communication. Yeah, so they were very successful.
Yeah.
They did actually climb the charts even higher in other networks.
Yes.
But apparently this was actually just kind of a throwaway for the agency.
It seems.
They were just going with the dual format because that was the big hit back then.
Right. We just listened to Turbo, right?
Yeah.
They were kind of set in that trend.
And this is DSP.
Yes.
Back then it was known as Daesung Giwaek.
Right.
And apparently the rumor is that they only released two albums because by the time they released their second album, H.O.T. was already pretty big. So DSP had to come up with
Jack's
H.O.T.
Kiss.
Plus one.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, they needed to up one.
They had to answer the
exactly.
H.O.T. problem.
So, yeah, the group just kind of dissipated, or the duo.
Yes.
And apparently, the two members didn't really cope well with the success and then the lack thereof that followed. When they were so young,
yes,
right?
Of course.
So, yeah, they had some period of being lost a little bit, but fortunately,
yes.
Today, they are all doing well in their own fields. One of them is back in the States, and they are he is actually just a regular office worker. And another one is a hip-hop producer.
Oh, wow.
Who goes by the name Glenn Choi.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
that's the guy from Brazil, I believe.
From Brazil, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. As for the song Bow Wow, well, they do say Bow Wow in the song. But I wonder if it's a reference to the Korean saying, the dog sound.
Yeah, I don't know. Wasn't there like a Bow Wow song that was kind of trending at the time in the 90s?
You're thinking of the group Bow Wow.
Yeah, okay, the group Bow Wow.
Yeah.
Who let the dogs out?
No, that's Baha Man.
Oh, that's Baha Man. There was something dogging, dog, not Snoop Dogg, but there
Lil
was...
Bow Wow.
Lil Bow Wow, okay.
Yeah. So he was really little. Maybe that's what they were channeling.
I think they were channeling that, yeah.
But the reason I'm wondering if they're referring to the sound the dog makes, which actually has a very bad connotation in Korean.
That's true.
Because the song, again, grammatically really hard to follow, but basically it sounds like the kids are saying, stop telling me what to do.
Okay.
And if I could have in my own way, if I was the adult, I would not tell people to do what I want them to do.
Right.
And the things that they are being told by the grown-ups include watching TV.
Okay.
Playing games. Watching movies that are not for kids.
Right.
And having to hold grown-ups' hands when I have to go somewhere.
So cute.
Yeah.
Well, they were definitely channeling an age-appropriate kind of lyrical content here. And, you know, I just got the joke in Idol.
I did.
Yeah. Got that pun. I didn't get it until I was watching a video of them, but yeah.
Yeah.
Very short-lived, very big conundrum, but they did reach this peak, and they did really well. So let's revisit them, knowing that there was a happy ending for both of them at the end of the day. Here is Aidor with Pow Wow. We just listened to Aidol with Bow Wow.
Is it the dog sound? I don't know.
Well, but the thing is that Bow Wow is not the dog sound in Korea.
But we know it as a dog sound.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. I mean, it's the whole joke with how Korean pigs go gul-gul while the English dogs go oink oink, and, you know, we know the difference.
Yeah, so. There's the... All right. Well, Bow Wow works. And it was, like I said, age-appropriate for them, and it's catchy, so...
The next song I have for you, though, it's kind of in the same vein. Like, it's the content-wise, the song's lyrics are along the same veins, but I don't know if it's really age-appropriate for the band. Yeah, because we're going to listen to Aspirin or Aspirin by Girl or Girl. And this song was up at number 5 in the same week. And the reason I say this is in the same vein as Bow Wow is because it starts with the line, it's going to be so horrible, darling, becoming a grown up.
Becoming an adult.
Just imagining it makes me lose my breath.
Okay.
It's so painful.
Right.
But they were all grown up.
Right, they're all grown up.
Although, I mean, the way they dressed, you might have thought, maybe they're not all that grown up.
Grown up, grown up, grown up. Yeah, they were also kind of a unique... This song was so catchy, though.
Yeah, it was super catchy. And it is actually one of the first 90s rock numbers to reach number one on the chart, on the TV charts. I believe it was on... The S Network that they did reach number one.
I see,
but
I see.
But on Kyoto-ben,
with Aspirin.
Yeah, I think they peaked at number 5 or 4.
Okay.
I forget.
But this week it was at...
At number 5.
Okay.
And Girl, they're not really Girl
It's the most misleading name. It's the most... I was not happy with this name for
their
band.
Well, it's an acronym.
Yes.
It's Get Into the Rock and Roll Legend.
Guys, I'm still not down with it. But okay, yes. Yeah, I mean, Get Into the Rock and Roll Legend, Girl. Yeah.
Even though we are not getting into it so much, Girl is the name that they decided on. And they were kind of channeling the whole American glam rock and Japanese visual rock.
Exactly.
So they had leather pants with long hair.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what they were. Very, very accurately so.
And this song was a huge hit, but I believe it is actually, like, I mean, it's their signature song.
Yes.
But also kind of like a one-hit wonder.
The one song.
Yeah, I mean, in mainstream anyway.
Sure.
The fans, I'm sure, know a lot more.
Right.
And this band kind of led to Eve.
Yes,
and
that's
Eve
true.
Led to Nemesis and so on and so forth. So they have their own lineage there. And, you know, members kind of overlapping here and there.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had their own niche.
Yeah.
They had their fans. And of course, I mean, performing on Kyoto-ten and reaching this far on KBS meant a big deal for the entire rock scene.
Absolutely. A huge victory for the genre and for proponents of the genre. Absolutely so.
And another thing that was really notable about this song is that it had a quasi-profanity in the lyrics.
Ooh.
And it still made it onto KBS.
Wow.
Yeah. And apparently they kind of cheated their way through.
Yeah.
Because when they were writing the lyrics, it's kind of like Jennie's solo. Pichi Nanan solo sounds like something else.
Yes.
I think they kind of spelt it differently
so that
it could mean something else.
Right.
But when you hear the song, it's so
just
clear.
Just sounds like,
I mean, I'm not even sure if we can say it on air.
It's kind of a cheat.
Yeah.
Well, you can listen to it.
Yeah,
Because apparently we can play it.
Yeah. And, I mean, in English, it sounds a little stronger than darn it.
Yeah, sure.
It's somewhere between darn it and the other
the
D
other
word.
One D. Yeah. Yes, okay, got it.
It's not even near S or F.
No. Not the hardcore profanities, per se. But it was being a little, I think they were being cheeky. And wanting to stay kind of, you know, true to their genre, you know? And,
well, rumor has it they didn't know they would pass the hurdles.
Yeah, but I guess it was a surprise to them as well.
And then
went with it.
Yeah, exactly.
I would have. Just go with it.
Yeah, exactly. As for the contents, as I mentioned, it starts with saying, I don't want to be an adult.
Yeah.
Help me, understand me. I like you, my lover, I love you, but I can't decide. Maybe someone who can make you happy with a different event every single day would suit you better than me.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'm not your type.
Yeah, so he's just gently letting someone go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he's the one taking, you know, painkillers.
Aspirin.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
But basically, it is, in the end, a love song with the protagonist saying that I'm scared of myself falling for you more and more every day.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, so a little hesitancy going on here.
And then the curse word.
This gun is comes in there, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm scared. Oh, darn it. Yeah, that's what's going on.
Why can't I stop laughing for some reason? Yes, aspirin. Now, there's, again, another very specific kind of moment in K-pop, a very specific moment for this genre that we kind of never saw again.
Yeah.
Of course, I mean, after you said the lineage, but, you know, Eve and so forth, it's really stemmed and evolved from this niche,
right. It kind
niche
of feels
visual
like,
rock.
rock was kind of put aside because of the whole advent of dance music and
sure.
the idol groups and idol.
It kind of became the underdog genre.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
But at the same time, it is the mainstream genre in the underground.
Yes, that's
you know
true,
what I mean?
Too. That's
yeah.
true.
And,
so.
Well, and then came the Hongdae indie folk music.
Of
but
course.
Up until then, it was all rock and
really hardcore, too.
Yeah.
And heavier genres as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely so. So, we're going back with such a specific time in history, but also leading to very, very unique, specific, I don't know, points in K-pop history as well with these acts. So, let's take a listen. Here is Girl with Aspirin. We just heard Girl with their song Aspirin.
Not Aspirin with the song Girl.
No, which is very easy to get confused.
Yeah.
To me, I was always confused because coming from the States, I only heard a lot of rockabilly.
Mm-hmm.
But you are definitely correct, I think, in the whole, there's this strong Japanese influence because Japanese rock did really fall into a rockabilly trend
as
well.
Yeah, the whole 50s and 60s American,
very
harsh, like, West Coast rock is what they were going for. And
they were going for that music aesthetic, but then they had their own visual aesthetic.
Oh, yeah.
And Girl was really channeling that.
And I think they did a really good job Koreanizing it.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. And songwriting-wise, song super catchy.
Darn it, it's in there.
In the darn it. All right. Okay, we have time for one more track.
We're going to listen to the number one song of the week. It is, of course, the week, the fourth week of April of 1996.
Mm-hmm.
And number one was Talpaengi, Snail by Panic. The song was up there for 3 weeks until it was beaten by Seo Ji-won and his song, 내 눈물 모아.
I see.
I mean, worthy opponent, I would say.
Yes, absolutely.
If you're going to lose to anyone that
year.
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was interesting how my sources, when I was researching online, had noted that this was the last song released in 1995 to win number one in 1996.
Oh, interesting. It's interesting, quirky fact.
Yeah, but by then, a lot more bands were churning out music faster. And everyone was reaching number one faster.
Right, right, right. It wasn't taking the next year.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Not like Lee Moon-se's song from 1985 staying in the charts.
That's right.
Until
last week we heard Little Girl or Sunya. Mm-hmm. That's right.
But yeah, I guess you could also say maybe the song climbed the charts at a snail's pace.
Sometimes, you know, we have that saying amongst us musicians that your life will follow your song titles.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's we say that because we always see instances of it happening.
I guess so, yeah.
It's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm. The song was not the title track of the album, though. This was, of course, the debut. We think it's the debut song of Panic, but
right.
it's not.
No.
It is from the debut album.
Right.
But originally, the title track of the album was supposed to be Amudo.
Oh.
But according to Ijo, they were gonna promote Amudo. But 아무도 아무도를 알아주지 않아서 아무도 모르게 아무도 대신 달팽이로 바꿔서 I can't translate this.
That's funny. It's a nice little Easter egg for our Korean listeners because I can't deign to translate that other. But it's Ijeok being Ijeok. He's being very, with wordplay, very, very clever.
Mm-hmm. Well, basically,
and talking about this lost title track.
Yeah. Basically, 아무도 roughly means nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying nobody would recognize nobody. So
without nobody knowing
I wanted
we just
to
change nobody.
Exactly. To 달팽이.
To 달팽이.
And the funny thing is, apparently, I mean, Panic is 이적 and Kim Jin-pyo.
Yeah, but that's the problem.
It's never been 50-50.
No.
Not even from the get-go, because apparently 이적 met Kim Jin-pyo while he was working on an album. Like, while he had been working on an album for a while.
I see.
So,
and Kim Ji-pyo came in later in a later stage of that.
Yeah, and then Lee-jok just said, "Hey, you want to be a part of this?" And he was like, "Okay." And so yeah, he has his name on it, but nowhere in Dalpaengi can you hear him.
He's not in Dalpaengi. That's definitely for sure. And he has his, you know, he seems like more of a featured artist in the sense of the word we know now.
In the first album anyway.
Yes, than an actual member of Panic. Definitely on that first album.
Right.
It's very clear that, like you said, a lot of it was already done by the time Kim Jin-pyo kind of came into the picture.
And apparently because the first album did so well, Kim Jin-pyo, and he was in high school back then. Mm-hmm. He was really young. So he was kind of, you know, his nose was up there.
Sure.
And then Lee-jok had to give him a wake-up call saying that, you know, I could do Panic without you, right? So that's when Kim Jin-pyo just kind of snapped out of it and then contributed more to the album. And then so I believe Lee-jok had said that the Panic second album is the most Panic-like album, with them contributing almost equally.
Right.
But going back to Dalpaengi, because Kim Jin-pyo didn't record anything, when they were performing on stage, that's why he had the saxophone.
Yes.
Funny tidbits that we get to find out.
Infamous saxophone.
Oh, yes.
I think it haunts him to this day, that saxophone.
But he did a good job.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he was glad to see that there were more rap verses later on. But,
yes, of course.
I'm sure had they debuted or had they promoted Amudo as they had planned on, then
he would have definitely had a much more substantial presence in the song.
But that's another thing, though. Because Dalpaengi was the first song to get big, a lot of people assumed that Panic was going to continue making such softer and ballad-like songs.
No.
But that was never the plan.
No.
So they were unfortunately successful, but typecast.
Ah, I see.
Mm-hmm. Later on, we did find out that Dalpaengi was perhaps the least Panic-like song.
It was the outlier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And apparently critics even compared it to Creep by Radiohead.
Right, another outlier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's the song that everyone knows,
that's true.
Right?
That's true. Yeah. And then you get typecast and you think Panic, and you think music like Dalpaengi, which is completely not what they were going for.
Right. Yes. It was just something they tried out.
Yeah, sure. But what are you going to do with such a good song?
And like Radiohead, Panic didn't really like the song because of what happened, but I'm sure they made peace with it now.
I'm sure, yeah.
And I believe just recently, I mean, Panic hadn't really disbanded.
No.
You know, they were just doing their own thing.
Yeah.
Kim Jin-pyo had his own album, solo album, and he was in Novasonic.
Yes.
And he's racing cars, and he's hosting car
shows. Quite busy.
Yeah.
Quite busy.
And Lee-jok apparently asked him to rap for him in more recent albums, but Kim Jin-pyo had refused, saying that he hasn't rapped in so long that he doesn't feel confident enough. But then somehow they got him. So we got to hear them perform again. It was just, last month?
Nice.
On Yusuke.
Yeah, and I think they performed together on one of Lee-jok's recent singles as well. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
So, I don't know, maybe we'll be able to have another Panic album in our...
Ooh.
I don't know. I'm crossing my fingers.
Well,
I think it would
be
cool.
That would be kind of fun. Yeah. It'd be kind of nice to see what they bring to the table now.
Yeah.
After the fact.
Although, I mean, from what I could gather, I guess Kim Jin-pyo needs some practice, but, you know, that's how he feels.
No, but, you know, he's come such a long way from, you know, being the punk
saxophone.
High school kid playing the saxophone next to Lee-jok, you know, and so I think he has a lot more to bring to the table.
And Kim Jin-pyo actually
as a musician.
Has a very unique voice as
he
a
does.
Rapper too.
He does.
He's kind of like Snoop Dogg.
He doesn't have to practice. He can just go there and start speaking, and we'll listen because He has a very unique musical voice. Mm-hmm. And he has a huge discography of his own under his belt. So he knows his way around.
From heavy metal to rap.
Yeah, and he knows his way around music. Mm-hmm. He knows music now. So I think that'd be a true collaboration.
Yeah, it's something that
I'm so excited now. I'm like planning it in my head.
Sorry if I started anything.
They're the last to know.
Yeah, I know.
Us as fans, we're already planning and getting ready for it.
All the fans
are
ready.
We're pre-ordering already. All right.
if I may just delve into the lyrics a little bit.
Of course. Beautiful lyrics.
He does mention a small snail singing to him.
Yeah, it's so sweet.
Yeah, basically saying that he will one day return to sea. And at this point, I found myself wondering, oh, maybe this was a sea snail. Because Taipengi sounds very, you know, no salt water. They don't put salt on it kind of animal. But this is about a guy who's returning home, very tired after a long day.
Yeah.
And then he sees a snail who says, one day.
Yes.
I'll go back to the ocean.
Right.
And he will go forever.
Yeah. And keep going.
Keep going.
It's just a song of
encouragement,
but it's like in a quirky manner in which Ijak always intended Panic to do music in.
Yes,
that quirky manner, right?
But in real life, if you hear a snail singing to you, you have to seek help.
True, absolutely. So but we still love this story this song, and it is going to be the last song for today's Gaio Top 10. Thank you so much, Liz.
Always my pleasure.
Now gotta warm up my voice. Sing along with Panic. Thank you so much, and we will see you next time.
See you next week.
All right, taking Liz out today, here is Taiping Your Snail by Panic. We just heard 달팽이 or Snail by Panic. And that brings us to the end of today's One Fine Day. It was an hour full of classics, was it not? Now, coming up tomorrow is The Words with singer-songwriter Stella Chang. So be sure to tune in for a closer look into the lyrics of K-pop music. I'm going to say goodbye for today with Busker's modern classic. Here is 여수 밤바다 or 여수 Nightsea. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you tomorrow. 여수 밤바다 이 조명에 담긴 아름다운 얘기가 있어